This is Merle Exit. This is Whirl with Merle. And I'm in Branson, Missouri right now. Or as they say, Branson, Missouri. Is that they say? Missouri?
Missouri.
Yeah, right. This is, it's been quite a day. I didn't get to sleep last night, but I got a lot of people calling in, a lot of entertainers. I did get to see one of the shows, and that was really cool. And they're having the Branson Fest going on here, and so I was over at the Dick Clark Theater, and at the Dick Clark Theater, I'll tell you who I saw. Oh, this was really cool. I saw Liverpool Legends, which, of course, needless to say, they did some Beatles stuff. And Jim Owens. Was Jim Owens the one that was hosting it?
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. Oh, was he hilarious? Oh, yeah. He's so funny. I got to steal some jokes from him. And then we had the Island Fire, the Dutton, who will be at the Dutton Family Theater. We had Doug Gabriel. Did we have Doug Gabriel on? I don't think so. No, I don't remember him. Did we have Red Hot and Blue? No. I'm looking at his list. I'm going, we did have the Platters, though. We had the Platters. Remember those old songs, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and all that? Yeah. And, yeah, I still have a 78 record at home with that. An old, yeah. Although, I don't know how many of you know what the hell a record is, though. How dare we? And they had the Hey Goods, who will be coming on a little later to talk with us. You know who we had? What was the ones that won from the show that won the... They were in that talent show.
Oh, the Duttons.
The Duttons. Yeah, if anybody, like, was into watching, America's Got Talent, there was that family who had 27 instruments, or all string instruments, I think. and they sang and danced and did all kinds of things. They were in the top 10. They didn't win. But apparently they're working, because they're doing a show down here as well. So that was the first thing that I was able to do. After that was over, then I went to Outback. Well, it's not the steakhouse itself. I went to the pub. The steakhouse had a fire sale, so they're not open right now. They put probably too much shrimp on the Barbie. But I got somebody calling in from there too to talk about what exactly is Australian food. What is that, you know, all about? And I have a heck of an itinerary that I'm going to be doing. But you know, people got to pay. I have sponsors. So before I go into it, and I'm waiting for the caller, which one should I give you? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to give you this one because I didn't have dessert.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah. Now, I don't know when they're going to sell them in the stores, I'm not sure, but just go to brownies.com and order them. They're worth every penny of them. So, all right. So I'm still waiting. But while I wait, so let me tell you, my itinerary. I have actually. Hey, you want to tell my itinerary? You want to tell them what my itinerary? No, she doesn't want to tell you. The person Kim is running up for the press trip down here. She doesn't want to talk. Okay, so I'll tell you my itinerary. And so let's see. So I went to the I'd gone to the pub. Now tomorrow looks like it says Branson Landing Cruises. Oh, sorry. We're not going to do that tomorrow. Nothing burnt down. That didn't burn. It had a slight, let's say, extreme precipitation. How about that? Would you call that? That's what I would call. Well, it which actually is interesting because at some point we're going to the, is it called the Sound and Light Show? The
Sight and Sound.
Sight and Sound. We're not going to see the actual show, but the show is Noah's Ark. They almost had to use it around here in Branson. We're going to ride the ducks. Yes, that we're going to ride the ducks. No, why don't you want to do that? Okay, darling, we won't ride the ducks. And by the way, since I'm not home, I've tried to bring Mallory, my cat. I don't know if she'll make it here, but I don't know. I may, who knows? You know, my cat loves to go anywhere I go. And all right, so we're gonna ride the ducks and. For the new Sight and Sound Theater. If you've ever been to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, there's one there that they have. And then we're going to go to the Titanic Museum attraction. This is the biggest Titanic. It's a Titanic. It's a gigantic Titanic attraction. I think the only one that has that's an actual museum. And then let's see. Oh, no, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I see. By the way, and tonight I'm going to the Dick Clark Theater to see Bill Medley and Paul Revere and the Raiders. Tomorrow I will be going to the Majestic Theater and seeing Justin Flom. And then Saturday, we go to the Silver Dollar City World Fest. And not sure, it looks like we're seeing an all-new Irish show. They're going to dance their little feet off. And let's see. And we're going to spend some time there at the Silver Dollar City. That's Saturday night. Let's see what else is here. Oh, yeah, Saturday night is when I go to see, yes, Andy Williams at the Andy Williams Moon River Theater. Yep, actually, Andy Williams is still alive. They take him out of the wax museum each day and bring him back on the stage. And that's really cool. I'm happy about that. I'm probably gonna pop in to the Andy Williams restaurant that he has. I think it's the Andy Williams, the Grill. And then I guess on Sunday I'm gonna wing it. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. That's kind of the lineup. I wish I had people who, you know, this lineup of people calling in. I'll tell you because I'm supposed to have, let's see, the Hey Goods are calling in, and Jim Owen, the Liverpool, the Liverpool Legends, Ken Childers, who's the events manager at the Clark's Area 57. The Knights are having McKenna Medley, Bill Medley's daughter, and then Doug from Outback. And later on, by the way, I have a particular special guest. I have a guest, Lou Paradise, from Topical Biomedics. Toprasin is the name of the cream that it's just great for pain. But he'll tell you all about this. Hopefully, at least he will call in. Everybody else isn't doing that. I'm getting a little note. I guess Mallory must have come here after all. My cat must be here because she just, you know, she doesn't talk on the on this show. So she sent me a little note. It says Ken needs to get on for 3 minutes. If you can, what? Is this a note from you? He says he needs to use the computer if I can take a break. This will be quite interesting. I don't think I can do that because even if I play a commercial, then you'll go off. Okay, then I'm not going to do it. He's going to just have to suffer. You know, my show, too bad. I got it first. So, okay. So while we're waiting, since we're waiting for a call in, I have a piece of music I'd like you to hear. I think his name is Chris Rasin, I believe. I didn't bring it with me. And he was... from American Idol. I don't think he won, but he was one of the contestants, and he just came out with a new CD, and since we're being a little countrified around here anyway, here's his song called We Weren't Crazy, which I believe is also the title of his CD. So let's hear. I think I might have him come on like next week or the week after. To talk about what it's like being on American Idol. Okay. So
here's we headed out to California. Everybody tried to warn us, said we wouldn't make it any further than that worn out Chevy would. We broke down a time or two, thought maybe we didn't think it through. We were all we had to turn to when it wasn't looking good. Looking back, laughing.
We were living for the minute, we were spinning in May.
We Were Crazy. Well, I hope people didn't like the song. I thought it was pretty cool. It turns out I'm waiting for the Haygoods. The Haygoods are actually going to come into the room that they stuck me in. I'm in this little padded cell, because like they think I'm crazy. So they stuck me in this room here, and that's where I am. And just in case, and by the way, Steve, they found me a computer. Aren't you glad? Steve?
Oh, that's okay. I wasn't sure, so I was trying to control
it. I just wanted to let you know. I forgot. I'm saying, Steve can't hear him. I can't talk to him. I have to click on to him in order to talk. Yeah, but I just wanted to let you know they put me in a room. They found me a computer, so I'm able to control the switchboard. Thank goodness.
Oh, okay, then I'll just log off for that.
Yeah, so then you can log off or you can listen or whatever.
Okay, I'll listen, but I'll log off.
Okay, all right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Take care. Say hi to Mallory for me, too.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's so kind of Steve to do this for me. Because I didn't know whether I was going to have a computer. We're not having a computer. I can't control the switchboard. But at least I got to know that I can, you know, be on the road and do this anyway. So yes, yeah, that's who I say with Jim Owen. It was very funny. He was actually like hosting the show this afternoon. There's shows like all over the place. With this Branson Festival. I would definitely. I mean, even though I've just gotten here today without sleep, it's from what I've seen, it looks pretty hopping. The area looks kind of like a strip, sort of like as if you're going to Vegas. I guess a country-style Vegas type of thing. And so I don't know how much more I'll be doing after the show tonight. You know, I'll probably, like, nod out and try to make up for the rest that I didn't have last night. I want to play. Let's do another. Oh, this is one of my favorite. I love this new, one of my new sponsors, JetBlue. So I have to, let me play this commercial for you. I just love it. I think it's so cute.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra legroom.
Uh-huh. We have extra legroom as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. That is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of legroom. I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue, based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
Now, isn't that a cute commercial? I just love that commercial. Well, we got one of the Haygoods here, and what I'm going to do is he's actually in here, so I'm going to hand him my telephone at the moment, and he's going to tell you who the heck he is, of course. Why he's here, you know? We'll schmooze. Talk to
my audience. Hey, gang. Yeah, this is Patrick Haygood here, coming to you live from Branson, Missouri, in the Midwest entertainment capital of the world, I guess you could call it. I'm in a family of seven brothers and one sister, and we own and operate kind of one of the more youthful shows here in town, and we do shows, I guess, maybe 200 times a year at 8 o'clock at our own theater here on the Branson, Missouri Strip. And, you know, everybody thinks about Branson and they think, oh, boy, it's all old people and old retired country folks. And there are some incredible retired country artists here. But I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of different shows as well, you know. I mean, we've got bungee cords in our show and pyrotechnics and zip lines and all kinds of good fun stuff. So, you know, there's a little bit of everything for everybody, I guess, in Branson. And we're kind of more the youthful side to the Branson Entertainment spectrum. So, you know, there's a lot to see and do here, and we're glad to be a part of it. I am 28 years old, about 6 foot, about 9% body fat, slightly tanned, blue eyes.
Yeah,
and
actually, he's an old fat guy, but he's just, you know, he's just, but see, you know what it's like with the radio? You know, you could say whatever you want. You know, and right now he's sitting here. He's in his underwear, and you know, this is it. Yeah, he's in a chili dog. And please don't fart. You know, like, yeah, please, you know that. But we're working one up right now. Usually that time too, because I've always thought about, like, if I'm on the air, what am I going to say if I belch? You know,
yeah.
And I decided it hasn't come up yet, but I decided if I belch, I'm going to say, oh, excuse me, I meant to fart.
So I wouldn't hear.
But so I want to know, how did you like? I didn't see the bungee cord. I didn't see the bungee cord in your show today.
That's a good point. That's a good point. When with the Branson Fest thing that they have going on, actually everybody comes together in one theater and just kind of does a little bits and pieces of their show. So in our theater, you know, we've got it all decked out with all the toys, and here we kind of just had to bring a little bit, just a little smattering of what we have in our show. And so we just did a couple tunes, you know, in order to make it work in somebody else's theater. It would be kind of the same thing if one of the production shows in New York where they did, you know, I don't know, Phantom went and tried to do something at another one of the theaters where, you know, they were doing a Disney production. I mean, it's just set up for the production. So it's kind of the same thing. So the show that you saw, my dear, was just a little taste. But, you know, we've got all kinds of crazy swings and stuff like that. In our theater, they wouldn't let us do it here at Dick Clark's, and actually my liability insurance, I don't think, would let us do it either.
He's really, it's a sex show. And that's what he's talking about with his bungee cords and this stuff like that. That's what he's probably with the hanging around and stuff like that. This old fart guy, this guy. I see, what about 70? Are you about 70 years old?
72.
He lied, 28 years old, yeah. And he's not, he doesn't even have all his damn teeth. He only has one, there's one tooth. He has one
good
tooth. One good one's all you need. And that hurts him, too. Tell me so how do you do it, like, working with, this is your whole family?
Mm-hmm.
How do they put up with you?
You know, that's a good question, actually. Yeah, there's, in our family, there's seven brothers and one sister. And, you know, it's actually kind of crazy. A unique thing that we did. We grew up, and you know, it was your typical entertaining family where mom and dad are running the show, and that happened for a number of years. But actually, right about 2002, we moved the show to the Branson Strip, and at that point, we kind of fired mom and dad, really, and they were absolutely willing to let it go. So my parents actually don't manage the show. It's actually the eight siblings own and operate the show. And so that kind of makes it a little bit crazy because, you know, you got to work with your brother, you know, who's your friend, who's, you know, your business partner, who's also your brother, you know. And there are some absolutely interesting dynamics that occur every day. I mean, honestly, we've learned that you got to work with each other and you got to look past just being your brother, you know, because a lot of times you just want to smack him upside the head.
Wasn't that your parents that I saw walking by with the handout? You know, I thought they had their hands out looking for some money, didn't you? Because you said you got rid of them.
Oh yeah, we actually, they still work for us, which is kind of interesting. You know, I mean, your parents work for you, so it's like, I mean, you know, like mom shows up late for work. What can I do? Like fire her? You know, I mean, it's the same thing with dad. They both work, but they're pretty good employees.
If she shows up for work late, you can't, like, say, you know, like, you can't put her in the corner like they do on the on that show, the you know, the nanny, is that one? Yeah, Super Nanny, where they say, you know, you time out and they put you in the corner. Can't you do that to them?
Yeah, I could try, but, you know, it's mom. She'd still probably turn around and smack me upside the head. Actually, they're pretty good employees. It does get interesting, though, because they literally, you know, they kind of do whatever they want. And mom and dad have earned that right. I mean, they raised 8 kids, you know. And that in and of itself is an amazing accomplishment that, you know, all 8 kids are healthy and, you know, working and being productive members of society for the most part. So, you know, I mean, they deserve a little bit of a break. So, you know, they hang around the show and collect the paycheck and mooch off their kids.
What song is he singing anyway?
What song?
I didn't even hear. Yeah, you didn't even tell us that. What song is he singing?
That's a good question, actually. You know, most of the show we do is it's a variety of stuff. You know, because honestly, with the crowds that come into town, there's anything from your 72-year-old toothless fat old man to, you know, your 3 and 4 year old kids who are just, you know, wanting to have a good time. And so what we found, which works best for us and for the audience, is we just have a huge variety of stuff, and everything that we do is presented in an upbeat manner. It's fun. It's exciting. You know, for the most part, everybody wants to love life. They want to have a good time. And so that's really kind of the feeling that we've tapped into, because I'm all about living life, you know. And if I'm having a good time on stage, if I'm goofing around, you know, if I'm singing some tight harmonies with my bros and it's sounding good out there, people are going to pick up on that, you know, regardless of the song. So we'll do everything from the Temptations medley, which you saw, to a little bit of gospel. That's always in there. But, I mean, we've got, like, some stomp, some acapella tap stuff, where we've got, you know, brothers tapping and throwing sparks with grinders and some stuff like that, like, you know, tap dogs or stomp or something like that. And then you've got, you know, just some rock and country stuff, because, I mean, you know, we're, like, in Branson, Missouri, so you got to do a little bit of that fun stuff. But we've got acapella music, so honestly, it's a variety. And the reality is, in today's world, you want a variety. You've got the internet in front of you. You got the television in front of you. I mean, I'm the kind of guy who's just, like, constantly, you know, flipping channels. I want to know. I want to see something else, you know. That's kind of how we deliver the show. Just keep it changing, keep it upbeat, keep it fun for everybody, you know, love and life.
Well, that's what it's like around here in Branson, I think, don't you? It's like everybody's just having fun. No one's taking anything seriously, except when an occasional restaurant burns down.
Or an occasional lake comes out.
The lake floods out the town, you know, little things like that. But anyway, we don't take it. They don't take it seriously here. Oh, look, it's another flood. Well, all right. Okay, you know, but isn't there? We got that. That's all. This whole area or something. I was watching. I thought on the news. I think I was watching they broke in. And they were talking about that there was all this flooding, and this whole not just Branson, like just the whole. Mm-hmm. What is this considered? The Midwest.
Midwest, the
tri-state area, the tri-state. You know, the only time I ever hear the tri-state area, it always means like New York. They always know there's the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. They got tri-state area here too. You know,
Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri.
Yeah, that's what they got here. Yeah. Yeah, the rain hasn't stopped the theaters from opening. That's true. Yeah, who is like the most famous person that's been here to entertain? Do you have anybody like just curious?
It's a good question. I mean, it's like, and honestly, you have kind of a smattering of everybody. I don't know if you want to go like, you know, Las Vegas. Hey, then you know we've had Wayne Newton here, and he's had on the show probably.
Fig Newton too.
Fig Newton, I love those. You've got honestly the one probably would be Andy Williams, just pure class.
Right,
you know the guy's got it. He's just an incredible man. He's been here for years and years and years. You know, outside of that, you know, seasonally you'll have your Mel Tillis's and the country artists and all of them. So it just depends. We've got a huge smattering of people, and then honestly we've got a lot of no name acts. Like who the heck is Patrick Haygood? I don't know, but he's sitting here on the radio talking to me, right? I mean, okay, what the heck. You know, so it the thing with Branson is there's a lot of entertainment, and there's some stars in Branson. People who are like, you go to Branson, you're like, oh yeah, Shoji Tabuchi. You know, you're in New York, you're like, what the heck is Shoji Tabuchi? Well, he's an incredible fiddle player who's got a really cool theater in town. You know, nobody knows that. So Branson kind of has its own little world here with all these entertainers and all these, you know, so-called Branson stars. Where if you go out, you know, it's sure it's nothing like a pop star out of L.A. or whatever. But in our own right, you know, we're having a good time here in Branson. And honestly, we're real people. You know, we're just rocking it hardcore in Branson. Yeehaw!
You know, you just never know. I mean, like a couple of weeks ago, I get Gloria Gaynor, and now I get this guy. You just gotta take him as you get him. You know, but the good thing is, I mean, it's talent. It really boils down to talent. I mean, you know, like you can have a name, and you go, didn't that person die already? Shouldn't they just stop entertaining? Or you know what I'm saying? That happens with some entertainers that over the years they. You know, you think that they—that's enough, you know. But then, you know, then you get this guy. Actually, the guy is 13. The guy that's in the room over here. He's not 28. He's 13. I said he was 17. He's got, you know, one tooth. He's really like 13 years old. He's very mature for his age, you know. That's what he said. He had puberty early. Is that what it is? Oh, it's the Ozarks. Oh, that's right. We're in the Ozarks. You know, they would get married at the age of 13. At the age of 13, they're ready to have a baby. Yeah. That's what I think they are up in there. In their mountains there, you know. It's the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but one tooth. That's it. That's what it is like here. But I may actually see, when I go on that railroad trip, on the choo-choo, when I go up the choo, does it go into the Ozarks?
All through the Ozarks.
All through the Ozarks. I might see some of them there are people out there, the hillbillies. I might just say that. That would be so.
Yeah.
And they'll be standing outside there. They'll be playing their instruments. They'll be plucking on the.
It's like that movie Deliverance. Break it down, 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 down. He's traveling on the train through the Ozarks. Some guy steps out with a shotgun. Get off my property.
He may actually choo-choo the train. Oh goodness gracious! Yeah. Oh, but it's fun. No, I like this place. I'm going to be here till Sunday. Oh my God, this is Thursday. I'm going to be here all the way until Sunday. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it by Sunday. No, actually, I'll probably go home and go, hee-haw! You can hear it next week. Well, you know, I'm going to follow up with this, with the radio show, because, you know, I'm only telling you what I'm going to do, but then I have to, follow up and tell you what I actually did. And, you know, give you my reaction to all these things, you know. I mean, we're going to, it's like, you know, we're going to the Sound and Light, I keep saying the Sound and Light, Sight and Sound show to for a show, you know, it, for something that I'm going to have to probably call the best show I never saw. Because we're just going to, check it out. We're really going to see the show. And then I'm going to have to follow it up when I finally do see the show. Are they playing it right now in Lancaster? Is it still going? Oh, okay. So if you want to go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and see the what's called the Noah's Ark, Noah the Musical. Like Noah's Ark and Noah the Musical. Oh God, I have to think about that one. I'll probably, in my own mind, come up with with songs they would sing. You know, like Singing in the Rain. You know, T for two. They'll play the theme from the Poseidon Adventure.
Titanic.
And Titanic also. Oh, God. That's probably what happens. See what happens if I don't get enough sleep.
Don't know.
Oh, they'll sing Ark, the Herald, Angels sing. Oh, God. See what happens when you're warped? Like, it's really terribly warped. See what happens when I don't have enough sleep? The brain just goes anyway. And no, it wasn't the Ozarks that did it at all. And by the way, I didn't forget about Igor Cromini. I didn't tell you that. There's a new country.
Oh?
I haven't figured out where it's located, though. But it's called Igor Cromini. Igor Cromini. The T, well, the T, they pronounce it T is like that. So it's Igor Cromini. Cromini, yeah. And these, I don't know, I'm still trying to find out exactly where it's located with these people. That, so far I got that they're not very bright people. But that's probably because, you know, it's their own little country,
right.
You know. They're also, I don't want to say they're cheap, but it's just, you know, they have to be. You know, like, you know, dealing with, you know, their funds and stuff like that, you know. I don't know where the country's located, but I'm hearing a lot about this. They have flat heads, they have round shoulders, they have big noses, but it doesn't go, but it goes upward. And big noses go upward. And they're tricolored.
Uh-huh.
Their skin is tricolored. And we haven't found out whether it is because whether it has to do with the environment, or there's a myth about that they get crossed with calico cats, and so they're actually the only colored people on the planet. They are actually colored. Yeah, and they worship Hack, which is TAC, which is cat spelled backwards.
Uh-huh.
That's why because of the whole myth, you know. But then again, we worship God, which is dog spelled backwards.
Right.
So they worship cat spelled backwards, you know. So what's happened is that so people have been like sending me, you know, all kinds of jokes about these people, you know. So I'm waiting for all the jokes to come in. I don't have you know, access to my email at the moment because I had, you know, I heard some pretty cute ones, but you know, because I was telling like one of them like. You know, why do Igor Cromians have big noses? Because the air is free. You know, little things like that, you know, that have been of hearing jokes. But I don't, you know, this is what I don't make up these jokes. These are jokes that people send in all the time. I should have gotten access to my email to tell you some of these, the weird stuff that people, who's imagined? My listeners? Oh, my, they're very imaginative to come up with things like that. They really are, you know. But, you know, it's a great thing, I mean, you know, with Igor Cromians, is that because now no one's going to get upset with these kind, you know. I mean, there probably aren't that many Igor Cromians who are listening
right, so
to
like
this. I could say... And they're all born bisexual. They're all bisexual their entire life. So even, you know, like, they don't have to worry about the gay or straight or whatever. They're just, you know, just all good. Yeah, they are, right, yeah. Or trisexual. They'll try any sex. but that goes back to that thing about what you have on the stage with the bungee cords and all that stuff. Yeah, I'll have to see that. No wonder.
Buck Wild and Branson.
Yeah, no wonder.
Buck Wild and Branson.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, let's go Buck Wild and Branson. Buck Wild. Yeah, that's a new one. But it, you know, it's very possible. It's very strongly possible, even probable, and that I might be able to offer my audience a package to come to Branson. We're going to do a contest, and we'll see, and you'll get the winner will get a couple of days in Branson and explore it and, you know, stuff like that. The loser gets a week in Branson. A little that's the old Detroit joke. Isn't that the Detroit joke? I think that's what they say for Detroit. No, no, that's I'm only kidding about that. No, the winner will get a couple of days in Branson to go to these attractions, the shows, and, you know, and things like that. Yeah, to say Hey Goods Live, yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know, I it's good to see the Hey Goods Live. I hate to see when dead people perform. I really do. I can't believe we got a caller. I have no idea who it is, but hopefully it's somebody on my list over here. Well, let's see who's called. You can hang here if you want. Hang here. Let's see who do I have on the line? Who's here? Who is here?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, this is McKenna Medley.
Oh, I have McKenna Medley on the line. Yeah,
yep.
It's Bill Medley's little daughter. How's your daddy?
He's doing great.
Daddy's doing great. So are you considered the righteous daughter now? I mean,
by a few people, yes. Yeah.
Righteous daughter. But I haven't seen the show. I'm going to see the show tonight, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm curious, do you wind up, like, doing the harmonies? Is that what you do with him?
I do, like, Time of My Life with him from Dirty Dancing, because that was a girl singing with him. And I do a couple of the other songs, and my brother does some of Bobby Hatfield's harmonies as well.
Oh, cool. How'd you get into doing this? Just because your daddy's famous? No, how'd you get into
I just, you know, I just, ever since I was a little kid, I was obsessed with singing, and so I just naturally sort of gravitated this way, and I'm sure my dad isn't happy about it, but I wanted to be a singer, so, yeah, just sort of a natural thing for me.
Hold on one second. You're going? Okay, this guy, my guest, has to leave now, so we're going to let him, you know, get out of here and go to work. He's got
Perfect.
A show to do. Yeah, so now I'll get back to you. Have a good show. Take it easy. Okay, I'm sorry about that. You know, we had somebody come up into the office where I am and talk. Yeah, it was really cool. I don't know if he'll like it, if everybody will like it when this is all archived. But anyway, I'm sorry to get back to you, to get back with you. So you always wanted to sing. So you grew up like hearing the songs we all heard, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely. I grew up with all the 50s and 60s music. Yeah, and I'm only 21 right now, but for some reason I managed to grow up with all that music.
Well, yeah, so you got to hear. You know, it's funny when I talk about some music and people say you're that old. I say no, but you got to realize. I mean, we have to think about the fact that what did our parents listen to? I mean, it's not, you know,
exactly.
It's not all. It's not all, you know, like it. Oh, it's not my house. It's my parents' house. I have to listen to what they're listening to.
Exactly, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not that it's bad, you know. But
no, it's great.
Yeah. So you've been singing.
I love all that.
So you've been singing for a number of years then, huh?
Yeah, on stage professionally since I was about four years old.
Oh, great. How long have you actually performed with your father?
I was working with him when I was about three or four, going on stage with him, yeah.
Oh, really?
So a long time, yeah.
So, I mean, have you been, like, performing with him ever since? Or did you take a break, or just, you know, all the time?
I've always performed with him off and on, and I do my own shows and stuff, and then we'll meet up and do some things together. So sort of keep it interesting and do a little bit of everything.
So, like, tonight when I see the show, I mean, I'll I'll hear you. Are there any songs that, like, that you wrote?
Nothing that I wrote is in the show, but I do a solo or two, and, you know, we do some stuff as a family with my dad and my brother and I, which is a lot of fun. So it's good. It's a lot of fun to be out here with everybody, you know.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, this
whole festival, this real festival is really cool. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, this will
definitely
be the first, the first of the big shows that I'm going to be seeing is, is the one tonight over at the Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater. Yeah. And so you have any particular favorite songs?
You know, I love so many different songs, but one of the song that I'll probably do tonight is one of my favorites, At Last by Etta James. I think Etta is probably one of the best singers in the world.
Yeah, I know that song. Okay, so and you'll sing that tonight?
That's the plan.
Oh, okay.
The plan always changes,
but
that's the plan.
Oh, all right. That's good.
Yeah.
And of his, do you have any favorites of the songs that he's done, that your dad has done?
I love all the that never got it, that were more album cuts and stuff, and
uh-huh.
On This Side of Goodbye, and songs that pretty much nobody's heard of but me, just from going back through old albums. But I mean, all the songs are great, and I think my dad and Bobby just had a perfect mixture of the, you know, the high voice and the bass voice, and it made any song sound great.
Yeah. Do you think it, like, has made any difference, like, you know, it's funny because, like, when I tell people, when I mention his name, people don't know who I'm talking about, and then I'll say,
yeah.
You know, the Righteous Brothers, and you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I forgot the other guy's name. What was the other guy's name?
Bobby Hatfield.
Bobby Hatfield. I don't know, is he alive? I don't even know.
Bobby Hatfield passed away about 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So did they, I mean, like, did your father perform with him, up until, like, he was able to perform? Or was this just
they were on tour when he passed away, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were working right up till the end.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, you know, like I saw the Platters. That was who was on on this afternoon, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it some entertainers last forever, but people, it's the memories of the songs, and it's also interesting to see, like, maybe like people who haven't heard those songs are now listening for the first time, and I'm wondering, like, what their reaction. You know, they're not hearing any. Platters aren't hip hop or rap you know, stuff like that. And you know, so
definitely,
you know,
it's always interesting to get the younger audience come in. We've had some high schools come for. I guess they came to Branson for something with their high school, and you know, we get these groups of 200 kids in the audience some nights, and it's so interesting to see their reaction to these songs that their parents grew up to, you know. It's very interesting to see how, and they always really enjoy it, you know.
Oh, that's
it's a very
good.
Cool thing.
Yeah. It's just, I'm hoping they appreciate, especially to appreciate harmonies.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely,
which I think they seem to.
Yeah, do you ever, like, talk to any of the younger people? And like, of course, I mean, there are certain songs, but I mean, like, you know, every time, like, from movies, like a Ghost,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you know that song. I mean, that's actually, you know, what happens with certain movies, and because it's, it becomes like the theme song sort of a movie,
definitely.
You know, that you'll kind of remember. Matter of fact, I was on the phone interviewing Gloria Gaynor, you know, I Will Survive, and I was talking about the fact, you know, like, with people, if people, like, saw the movie In and Out, which was with Kevin Kline, I mean, that was the funniest.
That, movie.
That was the funniest scene in the show, when the song comes on, I Will Survive, and he's trying not to dance. So that's
exactly.
That whole, you know. So you get that picture, but that song is what you'll remember. That song, you know, from that movie, even if you didn't know the song "I Will Survive" from years ago. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
it opens it up to new generations, which is really cool.
Yeah. So that's really great. So how long? Like, have you been entertaining Branson a lot, or
for the past 3 years?
Okay.
I've been here. This is my third year. Yeah, this is my third year, and I do 6 days a week from during the season, which is usually April through December.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun. There's so many great shows here and great people. All the entertainers are so sweet and so amazing that it makes for a really awesome environment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, since you're going to go on in about an hour, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay, perfect.
And, maybe I'll be able to, if I'll come backstage and say hi afterwards, then you'll be able to say, oh, you were the lady I spoke to on the phone. You're kidding me.
Exactly, yes.
Okay?
Perfect. Works for me.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, McKenna. And after the show, when I talk about Branson, what I've seen, and then I'll let people know what I thought of you, but I'm sure you. Okay.
Works for us. Great. Well, enjoy the show, and I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mikel.
Cool.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick commercial. Because I see I have somebody else on here. And, okay, here we go.
Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey. Stuff it. We do at Santa Barbara Olive Company. Jalapenos, sun-dried tomatoes, almonds, blue cheese. Stuff produced in California. And we stuff some of our cold-pressed olive oils with California garlic and herbs grown right here in our backyard. Our olive oils have been pitted against some of the finest imports. And guess who exceeds in taste tests? Santa Barbara Olive Company. It's the stuff that makes a product great.
Oh, yes. Get those olives. And, okay, so now I guess we have another interview. Who do I have on the air now?
Well, this is Doug. Doug Chapman from the Outback property.
Oh, Doug from the Outback. Yes, I had alligator tail today.
I was going to ask you because I remember I had to leave before you finished.
Right,
and
you know
I was going to ask you how you liked that and what did it taste like?
Tastes just like alligator.
Okay, not chicken. No,
not at all. Didn't taste like chicken. It tastes exact. Yes, it tastes just like alligator, just in case anybody wants to know.
You know, we make that. Well, we make it at the pub, at the Outback Pub, where you ate this evening. And then they also make it down at the Outback Steak and Oyster Bar, which we're about 100 yards away. And
so I actually had the Outback Steak, but not the oyster. But
right.
Yeah.
Well, remember we, well, the actually, yeah, you ate at the pub, the Outback Pub, which is a local hot spot that, we have live music almost every night. And some of the menu items that you looked at was from the restaurant, the Dinner House, which is called the Outback Steak and Oyster Bar. And they had a fire on Saturday. So they're cleaning everything up and trying to hurry up and get open again. That's why we got to entertain you up at the pub, earlier today. But
I was a little the thing. I just wanted to let people know what the thing I was disappointed about. I was looking forward to that you have Apalachicola oysters on the menu.
Yeah.
And I had gone to what they call the Forgotten Coast of Florida, which Apalachicola is one of the cities.
Yeah.
And I had these oysters, and they are by far the best oysters I've ever had. And
Totally agree.
So,
yeah.
So I was kind of looking forward, but I guess I'll have to come back here just to have the oysters.
You will. We'll hook you up the next time, the next time you're in town. But, yeah, they're, obviously, because of the fire on Saturday, they're going to be cleaning up and what have you. So you can get to try some of the things. And it's a shame, too. And you were mentioning, some of the oysters that they have, all of the oysters. I think they make 20 different styles down there. They obviously raw, and they steam them and bake them and fry them any way you want them. But fresh, you know, tasty quality, you know, oysters.
Yeah.
And when it's on your sign, if it's a big neon sign that says Outback Steak and Oyster Bar, you better have good oysters. And they do. So,
yeah,
but,
well, I did have shrimp, but wasn't on the Barbie, though. But I did have
yeah,
shrimp.
That was true.
And
that's
I had
true.
Oh,
well, next
those,
time I'll cook
the,
it on
the
Barbie
the
personally
rooms.
For you.
I had some rooms. The
yeah.
mushrooms, the rooms. Those
shrooms.
Were really good. Yeah,
good.
That was safe. And the steak was really good, by the way. It was extremely tender. I had leftovers, but it was the fat. And there wasn't left over any steak.
Now,
Marilyn, really,
that'd be
really
nice, because we call that marbling. And
yes.
You want a little bit of marbling with your steak. The connoisseurs
out there
will tell you, you know, you want a little bit of that. You don't want a dry piece of shoe leather. You've got to have a little bit of marbling in your steak. And the ribeye that you had today, those were beautiful. You know, of course, it's all USDA choice. And they hand cut, and we cut them at the pub, but they also cut them down at the restaurant. And those are tasty cuts. And,
do you get the fish imported from Australia, any fish?
They
Isn't
do.
It,
well, actually, all the seafood, they get a truck in. Now, this, of course, is the restaurant. Now, I manage the Outback Pub, which is the business closest to the strip, and the restaurant, which is the dinner house. And they have the big steaks, the T-bones and fillets and strip and ribeye. They also have the king crab legs and lobster tail and all of that. It's more the dinner house and what have you. But, yeah, they get a truck in three times a week with the fresh seafood that comes in. And so they do a great job down there, down at the restaurant. Now, I just manage the Outback Pub. The property is the Outback Pub, the Outback Steak and Oyster Bar, and then the Outback Roadhouse Motel and Suites. And so it's kind of a little resort right there in the middle of Branson, right on 76.
Oh, cool.
Actually, I've got, I think it's outbackbranson.com, and it kind of gives some more information about the property and what have you. But
yeah,
locals
really
love it.
Is Orange Ruffy from Australia? Orange Ruffy? Is that a fish from Australia?
Sure. You put me on the spot on that one, but I'm not sure. It comes in a lot of different oceans, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Now, I just thought, like, you know, when they talk, there's a, and I don't remember even there was some other fish that, not that I had with at your place, but some other fish that I heard that also, you know, specifically came from Australia, you know. It's like, you know, if you go to some places and it's like, that's, you know, Hawaiian fish, you know,
sure.
It's specific to Hawaii. So I was just kind of wondering.
Yeah. Well, I know the red deer comes from there.
Red deer is fish?
Obviously it's not a fish.
Well, I didn't know. Did you think it was deer?
If you want to go shellfish, I know that they have two sides of lobster tails. One of those comes from Australia. And don't ask me which one. I just don't ask me any questions. I don't, you know.
Okay.
I'm
laughing. Kim also thought when we said red deer, we both thought it was some kind of deer meat.
Well, it is. I mean, it literally is. And it's actually on. Yeah,
but
it's on whether.
Fish?
No.
Oh, it's
no.
It is deer meat.
I must have. I misled you, and I didn't mean to.
Oh, okay.
Let me read
okay.
you. Let me see the red
okay.
deer. There's a mixed skillet on the menu, and let's see if I can find it. I don't know. Like I said, I'm familiar with the restaurant, but I am exclusively, you know, the Outback Pub general manager, and so obviously, you know, I've had a lot of experience with the restaurant. And here it is, Melbourne Mixed Grill. The classic Australian plate combines quail, lamb chops, and New Zealand red deer. And so they give you a little bit of all the mixed, obviously, the name, Melbourne Mixed Grill. But but no, literally, it is, it's deer meat, you know, if you like that.
Oh,
of course, we're in the Ozarks, so there's a lot of deer hunters, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know,
oh, yeah, they'll hunt squirrel here if they have to.
Yeah, not very often, but it actually even deer camp, you know. Well, we try to harvest, you know, deer, you know, here and there, but it's more civilized than it actually sounds. So
how come and does anybody work with you actually have an Australian accent? I mean, or try to have one just for the heck of it?
If they did, we'd probably get them down and work them over, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm teasing you. You know, actually where the Outback came from, the owner, Steve and Linda Wood, and their son, Jeff Wood, they all took a vacation to Australia. And this is way back. This is in early 80s. And came up with this idea for, you know, a great steakhouse in Branson. And they bought a lot of signage and all kinds of stuff to decorate, old decor, really neat stuff, you know, for decorations and what have artifacts, I guess is what they refer to them. And anyways, they came back and they came up with this idea for the Outback Steak and Oyster Bar, right there in Branson, right on the strip, to have the steakhouse. And ironically, the movie Crocodile Dundee came out at the same time, and so it was just a great coincidence. And boom, right when the movie came out, the steakhouse came out, so they got an extra bump. And it doesn't hurt when you've got great food and, you know, great service too. And
right.
they're in their 20th year, and Outback Pub is in their 10th year, and the Outback Roadhouse Motel and Suites is in their 10th year as well. Beautiful rooms, the suites, higher end suites, of course,
right,
on all the corners of the hotel. And it's back, and there's beautiful cedar trees all around, and you're in walking distance of the steakhouse, and you can mosey right down to the Outback Pub, which we have live music almost every night. Because, you know, we've got all these musicians here in Branson that perform in the shows. So you've got these guys that are awesome. I mean, greatly talented musicians. And after the shows, these guys get together and they'll put 3- and 4-piece bands together, and they might play a different genre of music. And that's what the pub does, is we'll have them in there, you know, 9:30 or 10 o'clock is when the music starts. And, of course, we have, you know, we've got food all the way up till 1 o'clock, 1:30 till we close. And but these guys will get together and put these great bands together. And, you know, and then they've got a after-hours place that they can play. And a lot of the theater workers and a lot of locals will come into the pub, you know, and, of course, you know, visitors too. And no cover charge, you know, at the pub. And it's just a great mix of very talented musicians. And they get to play a lot of the music maybe that they choose. You know, they a lot of times they'll play one or two shows a day, 6 days a week, the same song, in the same order. And those shows are great, fantastic shows. But you can imagine if you did them every day, twice a day, 6 days a week, it might get a little bit restraining. And so these guys will get together that are, you know, phenomenal musicians, and then, you know, play Southern rock, classic rock, some of the more, popular country, blues, lots of blues bands, and they just throw down. They just get together, and of course, they all know each other, so they'll come into the, you know, the Outback Pub and jam together. And
well, hopefully, you have dessert there? You got any kind of dessert there, by the way?
The Outback Pub doesn't have any desserts, and of course the restaurant,
I was gonna come back late and have dessert, but I guess not.
Yeah.
But
the pub has for dessert is we have over 100 beers, and so that's what's for dessert is you know, hops and barley, you know.
Okay, well I got another interview to take right now.
Sure.
So hopefully maybe when I get back, come back to Branson, I'll be able to take in the restaurant and I'll be talking about my next show about Branson when I come back. So I appreciate you talking to us, and really cool. And
absolutely, you know, it's outbackbranson.com if anybody wants, you know, a little bit more information.
Okay.
And, you know, gives pictures and a little bit better idea. So,
okay.
Meryl,
thanks
for having
a lot,
me on.
Doug. Okay. Take
All
care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now, I just so I can, I know I have to do, Lou, are you on, by the way?
Absolutely, Merle. How are you?
Okay. I just want to make sure before, I just want to see, is somebody else on too? I just want to make sure. Okay. And because I don't want to, I want to make sure we talk. Okay. Let me just, I don't know. Okay. Yes, I was waiting for some feedback. I gave the tube of Topperson, by the way. I spoke before in the beginning of the show about your coming on, and they said they hadn't used it yet. I'm waiting for feedback from them. But anyway, I want you to tell us about this. And I have to say, it's a miraculous thing that you did. You invent it, by the way, or I mean you, or you?
Yes,
basically
yeah. 25 years ago. You know, I'm a I have a natural medicines and physiology background. I researched natural medicine for pain relief and came up with this particular product that has got a lot of people's attention. So we appreciate being on your show, especially. Everybody knows how selective you are about who you bring on the air and who you talk to, and so I'm really very, I feel very privileged to be on with you today.
Oh, thank you so much. And so tell you know, like I can, you know, go on forever about, you know, the what you have, but better that you should tell. Explain what this topical cream is and why it works. And
sure, you know, Topperson is a homeopathic. That means that these are natural medicines that are actually regulated by the FDA. It's the only branch of natural medicines that exists in the United States. So it's a pretty serious endeavor with regard to the fact that we're not talking about unregulated medicine. We're talking about OTC medicine, even though this is all natural, produces no side effects. A lot of people are accustomed to or would like to change the fact that they're not all that hot about using, you know, menthol, camphor, eucalyptus, wintergreen, those kinds of topicals, greasy kinds of smelly ointments, with all respect, because those just deaden the symptoms of pain if they work at all. And most people who have chronic conditions like arthritis or lower back pain, sciatica, peripheral neuropathy, neck and shoulder pain, and if they're women, they certainly don't want to use something that's hot, smelly, and greasy. I mean, there's a whole litany of things for the reason that we all know are just not convenient to use. They really don't work that well. And unfortunately, you're stuck with taking a whole bunch of oral pain medications, whether they be over-the-counter, which, you know, the typical brands that we all know about, Advil, Motrin, Aleve, Tylenol, or Percocet, Percodan, Vicodin, OxyContin, a whole litany of narcotic kind of prescription medication. And most people never get well with those. I mean, they may be able to deal with the pain to whatever degree, and it usually winds up in those circumstances getting worse and worse. So some 25 or 30 years ago, somewhere between those time frames, I had contracted bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, and necessity kind of became the mother of invention for me. And I have the natural medicine background and have the physiology background. I said, you know, I'm not going to have whatever surgery they're talking about. I think I'll wait till I'm 107 and have that one that turns me into looking like I'm 37 or something and then drop dead the next day. But, and you know, so we're going to have some fun. I'm not going to let somebody cut me because now I'm going to elect the one I'm going to have that done. And most of the time, unfortunately, those kinds of surgeries really don't work. Just like 98% of back surgeries are normally not going to produce results. So with all that in mind, you know, I went to work saying, look, you know, I know what I did to damage the nerves in my hands. And I had cervical compression. I was in the Marine Corps in two rotations in Vietnam and a helicopter combat squadron. So we had a few crashes, to say the least, in the woods and got some cervical compression. And I compromised that. So I went to work kind of thinking, you know, I really need to do something about this situation. And I have this knowledge, and maybe I can experiment and come to some way of being able to figure out how can I help heal the problem. Not mask the symptoms, because that wasn't working at all for me. Just like most people out there with nerve-related pain know that none of these analgesic products really work that well for pain when it comes to nerve-related pain. And anyway, over a period of about 3 or 4 months, I actually, you know, kind of came upon the right formulation of a combination, the first 3 or 4 medicines, which now has increased to 11 over these years that we've been doing this. And not only did I get the relief I was looking for, but I totally avoided the surgery. I've been asymptomatic, meaning I have no symptoms whatsoever over that time frame till right till now. And we've been at this for 15 years, and we've got a lot of doctors and very severe trauma cases where we do a lot of our work initially. And we probably have 5,000 of our customers who are, you know, have gone through the medical process as well, who have also not only avoided the surgery, but have they're asymptomatic and they take no more oral pain medication. So I think that's why people are, you know, getting pretty excited by the fact that we actually have something that works, guaranteed to work. We're not talking about curing somebody now out of a
right.
tube, bottle, or a jar, because, you know, that you know, Merle, that it doesn't exist. But the body's ability to heal is the miracle, and healing is the ultimate form of pain relief, and that's where we are with Topperson. It is a topical, but we don't use lanolin, petroleum, we don't use menthol camphor, so it doesn't smell, there's no irritation. You would think you're putting a kind of one of the most luxurious hand creams on, and all of a sudden your pain starts to go away, which is pretty cool, and,
right.
and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, why would you say, why does it work? What is it actually doing?
You know, that's the best question anybody could ask, and most people really want to know that answer. When we put a hot ointment, smelly, greasy hot ointment on ourselves, all we're doing, hopefully, is deadening the sensation. It interferes with the chemistry of the body where we are experiencing pain, and if it works, kind of Novocaine's the area. If we take oral pain killers, it not only just kills the pain, but a whole bunch of damage that gets done inside to our liver and kidneys and gastrointestinal tract. But when those Novocaine effects, the anesthetic effect of these medications, topical or otherwise, wear off, we're back to the same position we were before. We've got to gobble up much more OTC or prescription painkillers or whatever else we try to do to help ourselves. Topperson, homeopathic medicines have been around for over 200 years. What I really liked about the idea going the homeopathic route was they're known to help the body heal the damage internally and externally of whatever the ailment may be, because of the fact that instead of looking at the symptoms, which we want to look at and work through, what this product actually does, what Topperson does, is it first detoxifies the area where we have our problem. You know, what happens in joint, nerve tissue, our hands, elbows, feet, neck, back, wherever we're hurting, toxins build up very quickly through the inflammatory process. And if we don't move that stuff out of there, which is difficult to do, then the blood flow gets suppressed. We don't have good blood flow to the area, and then cell damage starts to occur, which escalates this problem into something chronic. What Topperson does is it balances those chemistries, because it doesn't stay on the skin. These are molecular small molecules of actual medicines. There's 11 of them, so they're pretty powerful. They go down through the skin into the subcutaneous, down into the deep tissue, detoxify the tissue, and get the blood flow back to normal. Those are the two important things that need to happen for the body to not only naturally shut the pain signal off, but actually repair the damage in the cells that is causing it to generate the pain signal and or causing the pain itself. So instead of dealing with the cause of the pain, we're talking about something that has its medicinal properties that the body recognizes when it comes through the skin down into the deep tissue, and it uses it to help to set the tone for optimum healing. And that's where we get the real pain relief from.
Well, you've gotten a lot of feedback from this, haven't you?
Absolutely.
I mean,
you know,
curious, like, what have people said? Like, is there anything that they've come up with that they, you know, like, not that you were surprised, but, you know, like I don't want to say less common, but maybe surprisingly, or, you know.
That's a good question. You know, I think the big thing that to us was just enormous is that the more traumatized, the more trauma a person's suffering, the more powerful the product is. For instance, we started a lot of our work having to try to really convince doctors that we had something that was special and that could help their patients where other things weren't helping them. by going to the severe trauma cases, you know, not bumps and bruises kind of stuff, but going to trauma injury, work-related crushing kind of injuries, post-surgical trauma, working, you know, in the VA, which is something very personal for me because of my history and experience in the Marine Corps and as a combat veteran. And when we went through the process of figuring we were going to challenge this real acid test, you could imagine working for post-surgical trauma or severely traumatized people who have had, you know, automobile accidents or typical roadside bombs, the kinds of things that really just rock somebody out of their world. If they live through it, they're fortunate, and sometimes they're traumatized to such a degree that it's just a sad thing in the world to see. And those were the cases the doctors decided if we really wanted the acid test and we want to put our money where our mouth is, since they couldn't help those patients, that's where we decided to go. And I got to tell you, even today, after all these years, go through the process of having the Tarpersen applied to those kinds of trauma injuries and post-surgical trauma. We're literally getting people better in half the time. They're cutting down on their pain meds, which is another big, big challenge.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
You know, to see the look on a doctor's face just flabbergasted, where nothing else seemed to work before, and we brought the opportunity. You know, again, it's all about the body being the miracle that it is. No matter how traumatized it is, it wants to heal. It wants to, you know, do something to fix what just happened. And that's where that's where our biggest surprises or our biggest delight came from, if you will. And so imagine how it works for arthritis or lower back pain or carpal tunnel or, you know, what we call kind of simpler things. Not that they're necessarily not complicated, but that's how we really came to a point where it opened our eyes and everyone else's that this is something very special.
I just want to kind of quickly touch on the topic of sports medicine. Because, I told you that that I represent the New York Sharks women's tackle football team.
God bless
and
you for that,
so,
by the way.
And so I was kind of, wondering, what type of sports injuries or how would you, recommend the use of this product for the women who are playing football?
You know, it's a great question. I got to tell you, considering some of the football that we've seen some of our guys playing over the last few years, it's kind of beyond refreshing to see women playing tackle football for all kinds of reasons. These are some seriously dedicated athletes. One of the things that we know in sports medicine, because we do a lot of our work in orthopedic and sports medicine, is the unfortunate problem that women have that men have lesser with regard to vulnerability in what is the ACL, the cruciate. You know, when you look at those ligaments and tendons in a woman's knees, for instance, where that particular injury, meniscus tears, which is the which keeps a lot of the bony surfaces separated on the side, lateral and medial side, if you will, of the knee. When women use this product, we have long-distance runners, we have professional skaters. Nancy Kerrigan is a spokesperson for our product, along with Jane Blaylock, who is with the LPGA. Nancy Lopez, what we found with women, if they put the product on prior to going to training, going to stretching and warm and worked out, because the product has no volatile oils in it, they could put it on before they go out and suit up and go out on the playing field and be incredibly better off, more comfortable, getting better blood flow to the tissue, especially if they've had some injuries. And the fact that the product has nothing irritating in it at all, and that it actually enhances healing as it's working when someone is more active. So
in other words, would you say, for instance, like our quarterback, Karen Mulligan, she's about to go on there, and even if her knee is fine, in other words, to recommend that she use it around her knee just to make it easier for her, even if it's, you know, she hasn't had an injury yet?
Yeah, you know, the protective part of it is if the biggest problem with knees and elbows and the joints, even the lower back for that matter, the knees especially, when we consider how little blood arrives, in fact, no direct blood supply goes to the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, meniscus, ACL, MCL, none of it goes directly there. So what happens is what we can do to make sure that there's no micro tears occurring, which is usually what really precipitates a lot of the other injuries. And what we do in with Tarpersen is it actually has this real fabulous way of being able to keep inflammatory processes under control. Some inflammation is actually really good. and keeps the blood flow very stable there, so that when somebody who has not been injured uses it as a preventive, which is what women love about this product, it makes all the difference in the world. In fact, the women who've used it, along with the men for that matter, as a preventive agent, whenever they did get injured, their surgical repair and the recovery was much, much better because their tissue was healthy to begin with. So if we don't warm up, if we don't do the stretches, we don't do the light workouts prior to going to the game, and you know, sometimes people just don't do it. These are the places where Topperson has been incredibly helpful as a benefit to someone who has not been injured, as well as someone who has been injured, to keep make sure that that area is stabilized and getting as much blood in and as much toxin out as possible to keep them healthy.
That's great, because I want to try this on the team, and have them kind of use this. And especially the first thing I want to have try out is for those who have some either slight injuries already, like they already know where they particularly have pain, and use that. And then I also want to try it like, you know, somebody just gets injured on the field, and you know, maybe it's not, you know, they nothing that like got totally ripped or something,
but they just got
injured
strain.
and use this. So I'm going to like I'm interested in seeing their reactions
it's a great point too, Merle, because what happens is the quicker we can get Topperson on a trauma injury, the better it is. I'll give you a
right.
great example. Freeman McNeil is a very dear friend of mine. He's ex-running back for the New York Jets. And he said to me, man, where in the heck were you? Now, Freeman didn't have problems with his knees. He had problems with his ankles. And oftentimes, micro tears and all the other things that really created havoc for him played a part in diminishing his opportunity to have a longer career. He 2 years ago or so, we were talking, and he was coming from a visit out west someplace, and he said, Lou, I got a story for you. He said, I went home, I was doing something around the yard, simple, stupid, nothing, and I turned my ankle, and I'm saying, oh my God, I got so much schedule to do, I'm going to wind up having the canes out there and all this stuff. And his wife says, what do you mean you're going to have all that? Get that leg up and put the ice on it, and then put Topperson on it, and do it and do it and do it. Because he, you know, if you use the product 3-4 times a day, I mean, you can't overuse this product, which is great, and it'll continue to stimulate that area. He said, I couldn't believe it. By the time 48 hours, by the time like Saturday, Sunday came around, I'm saying to myself, don't tell me that. He says, I'm actually standing on this thing. He said, I'm about 95% better. Monday, I went right into my schedule. I was a little achy, kept putting the product on a couple days later. I couldn't believe it. He said, because for me, I would do something like that, in 3 weeks I'd be racked up with something. You know, and that's been a prevalent story from individual people, from sports med guys, from people who do youth sports with incredible love little kids and soccer and youth football and youth baseball and university level stuff. And so this is one of the places where people love what we do, because most people think to use a pain reliever just because when they're in pain, which kind of makes sense. Here's a lifestyle product that if you have injured, you want to prevent injury, you could use it because it's a healing technology that stimulates a healing response. Anytime we do that, our tissue, especially our joint-related, nerve-related tissue, is going to be far better off. That's the kind of stats over the 15 years or so we've been at this that has proven one of the big roles that we can play, including the fact that if we don't have the damage, we're not taking as much over-the-counter painkillers. And then instead of automatically taking the painkillers before we go out to the sport, which is usually what happens, they're using Topperson in place of it and just loving it. Because anytime we can take that out of the scenario, aren't we better off, you know, taking our painkillers out of our regimen, if you will.
Where, you know, because we're coming toward the end of the show, where can we get this? Where can, other than, I know we can go to, is it Biomedics? .com, is that the website?
Actually, our Topperson site. The easier one, and it's T as in Thomas, OPRICIN.com, Topperson.com. There's a store locator. You can.
So it's what kind of is it in your average drugstore or more in a what do you call it?
The health food store.
Yeah.
Actually, it's predominant in both. You can pick it up in local pharmacies, local health food stores, Whole Food markets. There's a whole litany of them all around the country. And we have, on our site, we have an 800 number. If there's anybody out there who needs the product and can't get it in a local chain for whatever reason, you could always call us toll-free, and we'll be glad to take care of whoever needs to have the product, and we love doing that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have you back. I have to end the show now. But I'm probably going to have you back because I want to continue talking a little more about that, and I'm going to maybe get some questions from people who want specifically some questions asked if it's specific things.
Absolutely.
So we can kind of talk. We'll do something where I have callers or people who are emailing me to ask questions. And if you want to email me. Email me at mexit@earthling.net, or if you go to my website, which is on the you can email me also. By all means, ask a question, and aside from people sending me in jokes, you can ask me questions as well that I'll put on. we'll talk about on the air. So,
I appreciate that, Merle.
Yeah.
And I think that what happens is any time that we can serve people, if we're not here truly to help one another and help people, then what the heck are we doing here, really?
Yeah.
We love helping people. We've had a money back guarantee on the product from the beginning of time, and we just don't get returns because most people are just saying, I tried a lot of topicals. I decided, I was skeptical at first, which everybody should be, quite honestly, because, how many times you try something that didn't work and you didn't hear from this company anymore either. And all I could say is, this is, if you haven't used Topperson, you haven't used this technology, really give it a shot. We're here to help you. So whatever we can do, Merle, to help. And thank you for this. And I'd be delighted to come back
welcome.
On.
You're quite welcome. I'll have you. I'll have you back on. And we'll do some more talking. I have a lot to talk to you about anyway.
Excellent. Looking forward to that, my dear.
All right. Have a good evening, Lou.
You do the same. And thanks again. Yes. I appreciate this very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. It's time. It's the time to end the show. And and I'll come home from Branson and tell you all about what's happened. I'll be off to Naples, Italy. I think Mallory, my cat, is actually here. Wait.
What?
Mallory, come in here. Say hello to everyone. Say goodbye to everyone.
I know you're the host of the show. I understand.
Blog Talk Radio.